back and forth.
This guy, I swear.
We do podcasts by nature, it's in our blood. Stay posted in the magic and spreading love. Four guys on the pod every week. Live Twitch feed for the fans, what a treat. Find us on the internet with all the pods. Stacking up downloads so we become demigods. There ain't no limit to our peak. Fortune and fame is all we ever seek. Everyone listen to a new low today. Everyone listen to a new low today.
Hello and welcome to a new low. I'm your de facto host, Headphone Joe, and I'm here with the man in the woods.
And El Greg.
I'm sitting with the man in the woods.
And the man in the city of angels.
I'm sitting in the city of...
Fuck, I got nothing. Hey, it's me.
You got nothing, Jesus.
It's me, Kyle.
You okay there? You all right there? How you guys doing?
Doing good. Doing good, you know. Feel like the world needs our thoughts right now.
People have been asking. People have said we need a distraction.
They want to know what we think about everything.
Is that what they want?
Giannis asking for a trade, but without asking for a trade.
Right? It's so annoying. Just ask for the trade, my boy.
Did that thing happen after last show?
Yes, it did.
Oh, no.
Happened Saturday morning. Woke up to it. But we'll get to that. We have a natural segue, thanks to one of our listeners' encouragements. But without further ado, I believe I have a drink to make.
Drinks with Joe.
I just sent a text to my lovely assistant. I'm hoping she has received the text and is executing on what I need done. If not, I'm going to have to leave. Because can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yes.
Hello? Oh, sorry. My recording, my dBs are low.
You got some low dBs, bro?
No. Can you get the shaker out of the freezer and bring that to me?
Can you get the shaker out of the smoker?
Kyle? Man, my audio is coming in low. What's going on? Do I need to speak up? I think I said I need to speak up. I'm whispering. My bad.
What a show.
Talking to the mic. Every time, that's what I hear.
The mic.
Ice is on its way. Wait.
Whoa.
I knew Scott was going to. So you can't trust Scott.
It's me. You can't trust.
I have ice in a shaker here. Pouring ice into the cup.
He's just really trying to say his ice as many times as he can.
I have a cup of milk, and I have a frother.
Ooh. Don't conceal that frother.
Milk.
You know about the frother, Scott?
Gonna froth me some milk here. Is that
an inside joke for Jan Levitard?
Not really, but kinda. All right. Got some nice frothed milk.
Got a cold froth going?
Frothed.
Got a cold froth going. Gonna off camera pour some of this milk into the glass of ice because you don't want to pour the espresso immediately because that's gonna shock the espresso. You don't want to do that.
But you're going froth on the bottom? We're going froth on bottom here? All right, boys, you're not, for those of you watching at home with earbuds, Joe is leaning off camera, pouring froth on
milk
the bottom.
Milk over ice.
Milk on ice.
Froth on ice.
Ice, froth, and then espresso or expresso, depending on which part of the region of the country you're from. He's still espressoing himself off camera.
You got to make
no, Scott. So what you do is you block the froth.
Hey, you let the
milk go in. You pour the espresso, and then you top it with some froth.
Whoa.
Get a nice little stir in there. I already put the sugar.
Or you pour the espresso on ice, and then you pour
the milk. I just told you, you're not supposed to put the espresso on ice because it shocks the espresso. It's going to worsen your espresso. So you want to get a little milk in there and then have the espresso hop on the milk.
Don't want to lose the X of your espresso.
Boom, bam, bam.
Shocks now the X out of it.
Cappuccino. That is a very iced light cappuccino. That is
iced cappuccino.
Hot. Is there any flavors in there?
No flavors, just some sugar. Nice little bit of sugar. Tastes delicious.
Real sugar or like stevia?
Sugar in the raw. I don't fuck with that.
Stevia in the raw is my favorite. A little monk fruit.
Don't
stevia
fuck
mix.
That fake shit. Okay.
Stevia in the
I'm
raw.
A sugar in the raw type. Give me that brown sugar.
Want ooh, some of your brown sugar? That's the name of his next album.
No, that was already D'Angelo, R.I.P. to the big homie. All right, iced cappuccino, very
D'Angelo
very nice.
Bailey.
No, Scott, don't know who you're referring to.
What kind of liquor is in that cocktail?
None at all. No, I should pour a little liquor in there. I got some
none
liquor.
At all.
It's drinks with Joe. It's not cocktails with Joe.
Ooh, you know what I had last time?
Drinks with Joe.
That I had a couple times.
What liquor should I put in here? I could go grab some liquor, throw in here.
Coffee and ooh. 57.
I mean, do I have Kahlua?
Daniel?
I don't think I have that coffee tequila.
Is it 47?
Well, you know, you said Kahlua, so.
I did. I don't know how to say it properly. Kahlua? Okay. Kahlua?
Kahlua.
I had a Carajillo in Vegas. It's
Carajillo.
Liqueur 43 plus coffee.
Daniel?
It's delicious.
Ooh, I got a Liqueur 43.
Oh, you do?
That's probably why you got it, because I had that Liqueur 43 month.
Did you do
that? I'm
going to
grab some Liqueur
coffee?
43 and throw it in here. I don't think I did, but I'm going to put some Liqueur 43 in here. Let me get a second. Give me a second. Somebody, bring a topic up.
Greg,
I got a topic. I got a question. I got something to say. All right. I got a scenario for you. Let me know what you would do or if you would accept it. So you would get $10 million. However, you have to live with a narrator who will describe everything that you do at all times.
To everybody or to me?
Scott's moving his lips on a microphone right now, saying words.
Is my
Greg? You can't hear him. I heard him.
Greg can't hear me. Why can't Greg hear me?
He said narrating to everybody or just him.
Scott's wondering if Joe thinks Greg can't hear Scott because he's narrating everything Scott says.
Oh, okay. I was like, what is that? I was like, I got real confused.
He just describes it. Greg's doing a bit.
Just keep the money. Keep the money. Take the money back.
Here, Joe, you get $10 million, but you have somebody narrating everything that you say and do.
For how
he's
long?
On the toilet right now. He's holding his breath. It must smell bad in there.
Are they narrating for the rest of my life, though?
Yes, everything you do.
And do I have good writers? Because some things don't need to be narrated. A good writer will know that. A bad writer will just narrate everything.
No specifications.
Something you
got
to leave to the reader or the viewer.
We have to find out if you take that $10 million.
All right. I just added some Liqueur 43 here. Scott could be tricking me, and this could taste disgusting and fuck up my beautiful iced cappuccino. I put a shot and a half in here.
It's delicious.
Oh, that's delightful. Didn't really change much. It has it has like a vanilla-y flavor, so to add in a little flavor to it as well. Oh, that's nice. That's nice right there.
That's nice.
Thank you for bringing that into my life, Scott.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
glad you actually had the...
I don't know if I'd take the narrator.
Can everyone hear it?
Would they
me?
Just be telling... I know, I'm saying, are they just saying it
question.
To you? Or can everybody hear it? Because, yeah.
Big question. Is the narrator physically there?
Well, I don't know.
Yes. He's that white guy in the suit who's like,
it's
Joe.
Probably an AI and you're in just hanging out.
Okay. I was going to say, if the person's physically there and I got enough money, I probably could pay somebody to whack him. And then I got the money, and he's out of the picture.
Now you're doing like Mike Carano like after disaster things where they're like this or that, and Mike's well, I would just kill the guy. He's like, no, I can't just do that. That's not in the rules.
Then you'd have the room that's like $10 million, but he'd be in prison because you know nobody gets away. With
if I had $10 million, I'd just invent something to block out the narrator.
Yeah, I'd stab my eardrums out so I don't have to hear it. But the, yeah, it's a good question. Is if
I really did do a mic thing.
If everyone can hear it, no. If it's just everybody. Me, I can. I'll learn to like not hear it anymore. And you know what? It also helps my memory if I hear someone narrating everything. That might actually help me.
Good point.
That's right.
That's a good point. You might remember to propose.
That's a wild shot. That was a wild shot. I was thinking I was going to remember if I wiped or not, but proposal, I guess, is the same thing. It is crazy.
Same
wild.
Difference.
You'll remember to fix the...
this will be the random episode.
Purchasing on
to.
The website.
It's fixed.
Is it?
Oh. Yeah. All right. Order something in, and then something. Ukraine will have your credit card number.
You mean Russia? I don't know if you know. Or the Memphis Grizzlies. I don't know if you know. The Memphis Grizzlies might get it.
Did they invade it?
No. Their owner has been selling. He owns a company that like helps you get Wi-Fi everywhere. And they've been selling it to Russia. And Russia's military is using it.
Oh, that's what Pablo was talking about.
Yes. Yep. Yes. Pablo
he
Torre.
He found out.
Found him on my TikTok randomly.
And Hunter Jones, what the fuck is the people called? Hunter, Brother Hunter or something like that? Or whatever, I don't know. Didn't watch the episode.
It was
Brother
an interesting Hunter. Episode.
Yeah. Sometimes I just let the Pablos stack and then I'll get to him because, you know.
How often is he doing? How often is he finding things out?
Puts out an episode 3 times a week. 3 times a week.
3 times a week?
He's
not always uncovering, like, you know,
that's
world
a lot to uncover
thing.
3 times a week.
Sometimes he's just chilling and, you know, talking shit with the homies.
Yeah, one time he tried all the celebrity weed strains and he's done.
Yeah.
He did all the celebrity fragrances as well.
Yeah.
I forget
sometimes
who
he's
the
having fun.
Favorite one. Was that
one time they just played, thing? Like, The latest Spider-Man that came
has
out.
He tried rap snacks yet?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Did they
try rap snacks when they were smoking the rapper's weeds?
It's come up on pods I've listened to, but I don't know which ones.
Well, Ariel has a question in the chat. Do you guys have a favorite coworker?
Of course.
I have a favorite coworker. I got a favorite coworker.
Do I?
Shout
have
out to the homie.
Favorite coworker.
Jake Sort. Well, now.
Like you know, current.
There's other
yes,
people
in
the past. In
the past, most current. Definitely.
Currently, shout out to Jake Soriano. Be in the foxhole with me. We'd be out here edited at ungodly hours. And he'd be getting shit done.
12 p.m.
12 p.m. for him because he's on the fucking West Coast. It'd be 3 a.m. for me. But then he'll send a message at like 3 a.m. his time, 6 a.m. my time.
I only
like,
Joe knows how time works.
I only like 12 p.m. Yeah. is like 3 a.m. in
Australia. Oh, a.m. Sorry. I thought you said 12 a.m. My bad.
Joe got it wrong. He doesn't know how time works. He's
I
an
got
idiot.
It wrong.
Joe thinks noon is 12 a.m.
My bad.
I mean, 11's a.m. Why wouldn't 12 be a.m., right? It only makes sense.
I mean, you know. You
what does the clock right start there. At 12?
So odd. It's a weird time to start.
Man, when does the clock start at 12?
That's why I prefer military time, right? We go from 0 to 23:59.
Hey, pipe down, Anderson.
Just push the button. Who's your favorite coworker? Scott, do you technically have coworkers?
I have coworkers. I guess I
who's
have.
Who's your favorite cohabitator?
Cohabitator?
The dog, the cat, or the lady?
That was a weird way to say cats, Joe.
That was a weird way to say what?
That's a weird way to say cats. Without the S. It would, of course, be the lady.
Yeah,
it's the lady. The lady. She's going to listen to this.
Two cats.
Because Joe mentioned the thing, so she'll definitely listen to this episode.
I didn't mention the thing. What did I mean? Oh, yeah, I mentioned that. Well, I didn't mention things. What did I mention?
You mentioned the thing.
Oh, the thing. My bad.
You mentioned the thing.
Smoked meat. Yeah. You mentioned smoked meat.
Oh, yeah, smoked meat's my favorite roommate.
Smoking!
That the ring in your
be on the lookout door. For Smoking Joe's Instagram.
Ooh, Smoking Joe's.
Smoking Joe. Well, just wait till I get the apron, baby. We on the popping. But I got a question for you, fellas.
Do we all answer Ariel's? We
back.
Said yes.
I gave a name. You guys
are we supposed to give
anything.
Names? I don't want to.
I'm not
names.
Giving names.
Hey, yes. Don't give a name.
And I have least favorite.
Okay.
Do you guys have work wives?
I definitely have a least favorite. No, Scott, I work from home. Don't have a work.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. Hey, I got a question
not
for you.
Not a work
guys.
Wife man. Not a work wife man. Work I had husband? Work girlfriends when I was like a teenager in early 20s.
Ooh, but didn't we all? It was time to be alive.
That obviously didn't last. But,
Ariel's your work wife?
Question. Yeah, I work from home, so.
Fraternizing is illegal.
What's the longest? I don't, Scott, how big is your place?
Whoa, that was close. That was close. 6 square feet.
How many rooms, you guys should say?
Three rooms.
Three total rooms.
You paying like $1 million a month?
Pretty much, yeah.
Three bedroom or three rooms? Like, you got a...
Three bedrooms. Too bad. Yeah.
Greg was like, are they doing LA math where it's three rooms, one of them?
I mean, it
bathroom.
Could be like one of those wide open floor plans.
Concept?
You got the dining room, living room, kitchen, all in the same space. Sometimes those would be three different rooms.
So, with that being established now,
established. We established the espresso.
Espresso established.
How long is too long for someone to stay over at your place?
There's
a lot
invited?
Of context involved. You know,
it's invited. A friend. All right. Scenario.
It's not a family member? Friend, a distant one?
Not a family member. It's a friend. Hey, man, need to crash at your place.
Not a sibling.
In between places.
First mistake, I don't have friends that will ask to crash here.
Okay.
Well, you want an end date when that starts. All right, when you have something on, you got something coming up, you know what it's going to be? This is not an indefinite situation.
Let's say a week. Is a week okay?
A week is okay.
A week is okay. Scott, a week okay?
If you're between places.
I've got a lot of free hotels in Vegas if you really need somewhere to stay. You know, as a matter of fact, I'll go to Vegas. Luck? You can take my bed. I'll let Misty know that he'll be laying next to her. We did one of those bedrooms is a guest bedroom, so I guess we'd have to say yes.
Okay. Now, what if it was a friend of a friend?
0.0 chance.
Wouldn't even make it through the door.
No.
So I was listening to the show, and a bit of a setup. So the guy is a producer on the show, but he had him and his girl stay together, and they had a roommate. They live in L.A., go figure. The roommate ended up getting engaged, and he had his friends fly in. One of his friends, he said, hey, you could stay in my room at my place. I'm going to go stay at my lady's place. So he told the roommate, who was the producer on the show, my friend will be there from Sunday to Thursday. So the friend was like, all right, no problem. You know, no worries. On Wednesday of the stay, the guy said to the producer on the show, hey, I'm actually in between places, and my place isn't gonna be set up for me to move in until Sunday. So I'm gonna be staying till Sunday now. So Jackson was like, "Okay, I mean that's like Sunday to Sunday now. All right. Then.
That's almost a week.
On Saturday, he was like, hey, my flight got canceled because of the weather. Because the guy was going to be flying out to Tennessee because he was moving to Nashville. He was like, hey, my flight got canceled due to the weather. So now I'm not leaving until Monday.
I like how I'm not. How about asking? So is it cool if?
So.
Now at this point, there's squatters, so you can't really do anything about it.
L.A. squatter rights. He's there for
8 days. Getting 8 days out of that. It's crazy. But also, I was wondering, what would you expect out of this guest during that time? Or do you expect anything?
At least
I wouldn't want to see him at all. I'd be like, can I avoid running into this person at all? Stranger. And it's the roommate's responsibility because it's their friend, right?
Yeah. I would say Jackson knows the guy because him and his roommate have been friends for a while. So he knows the dude, but he's not like, you know, it's friend of a friend still, though. Yeah.
Breakfast in bed, do the dishes.
Okay. Scott, you're pulling up.
Just clean up after yourself.
All right.
No.
A meal, maybe?
Poop down the street at the coffee shop.
Like, you know.
It's pronounced Amiel.
If you're going to.
If there's a shared bathroom situation,
wait for later.
That wouldn't be more than one day. Like, nope.
Oh yeah, not a shared bathroom situation.
Okay,
luckily enough.
Imagine having to poop with someone at the same time.
So the actual host of the show, when Jackson was telling the story, they were like, I mean, I expect at least like one meal a day. Like once you extended it from Thursday to Sunday, and the guy never bought a meal, never offered a meal, never offered any cash or anything. And then when he was leaving, never said thank you. The entire week, never said thank you. I find this behavior to be abhorrent.
It is abhorrent. Guessing.
He doesn't have a place.
I'm guessing abhorrent. The person didn't even consider the other person. Like, this was his friend's place. It doesn't even, you know, he's letting me stay here, so I'll thank him. I'm not going to thank you.
Yeah, they're not letting me stay here. He's letting me here. Yeah.
So.
And, Scott, the funny thing is, the guy is not poor at all. The guy is actually loaded.
Oh, then get a, hotel.
He runs his family's.
Cartel.
I think his mommy. I think his mother is like a doctor of some sort, either like a dentist practice or some type of practice like that, and he like runs the business end of it.
The queen of veneers,
maybe, who knows? But yeah,
Get a hotel.
Yeah,
get out of here.
It's crazy business.
There's hotels right by LAX.
I was like, how do you not get a hotel? I mean,
they're banging pots and pans every morning.
I barely like staying. You know, I love my family. I barely like staying when I go somewhere and I'm like, oh, I'm going to stay with family. I barely like being there for 3 days. Like, I'd rather get a hotel if I'm going there because I'm like, I need to leave.
Yeah, I need to poop. And family will be like, stay over. I'm like, no. I'm getting a hotel.
Like, I ain't trying to hang out with you at all times.
I don't want like, you to be in my hotel room.
Yeah, so it's tough. Yeah. I was like, man, it was a saga because they record on Sunday. They do 3 pods a week: Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday. He told the original story on Thursday because it was right after the guy asked for the extension.
Can we stop podding 3 times a week? What are we doing, guys?
Well, they're on Patreon for 2 of those episodes.
Well, ultimately, it's a roommate's. Should have said something. But.
Did this guy talk to the roommate and be like, what's the deal?
I don't. By the time. The story was reported on, I don't think he had spoken to the roommate as of yet about it. But yeah, no, it was a wild, wild situation.
Wild situation. Wild.
I can't believe it. I couldn't believe it.
Wild and wacky.
I barely want any of my family to stay here for more than 3 days. My nephew might come because Kid Cudi.
Joe, can I crash next time I'm in Atlanta?
He has a stop here in Atlanta. Yeah, Scott. You got 3 days and then you get out.
3 days, man. What if my flight gets canceled?
3 days maximum. If you're booked for the next day, okay. If not, but you got
to
find a.
Oh, I'll just go to one of Greg's places hotel. And then.
Yeah, Greg has like four places.
Move to his different place for the next 2 days.
Yeah, you can stay in one.
I mean, you could just coordinate with Greg and stay at the other place when he's not there.
We got a bed down there too. Then you come to the cabin and stay in one of those rooms.
Am I allowed to rotate back in, Joe, after like 4 days at Greg's place?
It has to be more than a week. Got to be more than a week.
You're like MGM. I can't book within a week of my last booking.
Yeah, you got to be a full. How many hours that is? That many hours. 24 times 7. How much would that be? I don't know.
All right, I'll be back on day 7.
12 is 60, so 120 hours. Is that right? No, that's wrong. 5 times 12 is 60, obviously. 7 times, so it's going to be 84? So 84 times 2.
I don't even know what we're doing here. We're just doing math now?
84.
That's what we're doing on the show?
84 times 2. Somebody get 86. 84 times 2 for me?
12.
168.
192. I can hear Kyle switching.
I don't even know the numbers we're trying to figure out, otherwise I'd tell you.
24 times 7.
Oh.
Oh, it's called 24-7, Joe.
144. 12 times 12.
Arrow's not helping in the chat.
That didn't help me.
12 times 12. Well, if you did 12 times 12, and you know that 12 is half of a day, then that you can do the math there. You know that's 144 times 2.
Somebody get that. Do we got anything from down under?
We do.
Hey guys, it's Knutty, and I'm back with another question. Nice and simple one this week. What's one task that you don't mind doing, but the majority of people detest? Okay, over you guys. The end.
I nailed it. It was 168. Just want to throw that out there. Pulled up the calculator. One task I enjoy doing, I like doing the dishes.
Do people detest?
Like doing the dishes by hand, not just throwing them in the dishwasher. I like doing the dishes by hand.
Ooh, I used to be a hand washer, and then I'm a dishwasher guy now.
You're a dishwasher guy?
You give
I was a dishwasher
spray.
Guy at my last place.
Toss them in the dishwasher.
I was a dishwasher guy at my last... I became a dishwasher guy at my last place because water was billed into the apartment.
That's nice.
So I had no additional payment there. So I was like,
that is nice.
Waste all the water I want.
I don't mind doing this.
Now I'm like, I'll just do it by hand. You save a little water.
So. But I think doing it by hand uses more water, no?
Yeah. That's what they
know.
Say. A lot
Does
more. Because you have the water running.
I fill up the sink.
Yeah, the water
though,
running. Okay.
And I have wash stations.
Well, same.
Oh, you're a sink filler? Maybe that's why.
I'm
going to turn it on.
Ariel doesn't like it.
I'm going to turn it on.
Sink filler? I don't know. Because it's dirty water.
Now you got stations. You got the soapy water here. Then you got the clean water here. You can't let any.
But after the first dish,
bad stuff get into the.
The soapy water is dirty, and the clean water is dirty.
No, it's not. You wash it off. You wash the suds off, and then you put it in the clean water. Clean water is clean.
Is it?
You rinsed it.
Yes.
Hmm.
Not clean after the first thing in it. Contaminated.
What are you talking about? You guys are crazy.
We only have one giant sink, so we can't do that.
See, I had one giant sink at the last place, and then when we got this place, I was like, I got two sinks, baby, let's go.
What's another thing?
I have an issue at my parents' house is they have the double sink,
it's
but
not contaminated.
The garbage disposal is like a small sink. And then the big sink doesn't have the garbage disposal. It doesn't make sense. How am I going to clean my dirty dish in a tiny little sink where the garbage disposal is?
It's tough.
I kind of get that. Cause...
No. No. No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just no.
Yeah.
If I pile a bunch of dirty dishes, they won't fit in the small sink. And if I put them in the big sink, now all the food's in the sink that doesn't have the garbage disposal.
Well, don't what put... I mean, you rinse
you
got, them
you should spray, you first them, of all, throw away whatever's
dump them
in the
trash.
In the trash. Before you
well,
put
well, obviously,
in the sink.
But there's still some...
Then, rinse it off.
Well, put a in basket the, in that drain and then just dump the basket.
Put a basket? Oh,
yeah,
basket.
To collect. Ooh-wee. Collect the.
I thought you meant a different type of basket. I was item. Like, Greg, what are you talking about?
Yeah. Put a laundry basket in there. A couple of hairnets, some cheese, bread.
Well, yeah, then rinse it off in the other one so the food can go there, whatever remaining crust or anything, and then put it over there.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
Question, if you guys are setting up, well, you guys don't hand wash the dishes, so this would be a bad question.
I used to hand wash.
But if you guys are putting dishes in the dish, in
dryer?
The sink area, I should say, where do you put your cups?
Dirty cups?
Dirty cups. You just finished using a cup, you're going over to the sink, where does it go?
On the edge.
Boom, thank you.
Are you reusing the cup? You stick it next to the water dispenser.
The water dispenser?
The faucet.
The faucet?
No, we have a... You guys don't call your sinks water dispensers? And that's out of the country. We have a water filter system. Jug of filtered water that dispenses the water.
The water dispenser.
It's a filtered water jug, okay? It dispenses the water.
That was...
I know what it's thinking. Joe cracked himself.
You said it with the straightest face.
I meant it. It's the water dispenser.
Oh, man.
Do you guys have filtered water in your fridge? Or outside your fridge?
Not in the fridge.
We have it in the door. We have water
Brita
in the door.
That we bought.
Yeah. What is that? What do you call it, Joe? What do you call it? A water dispenser?
I call it...
Brita?
A filtered water pitcher.
I call it water.
Or the Brita.
The water.
Call it the water.
Is your filtered water cold Brita? Or is it room temp?
I prefer room temp. I like to be room temp.
So is the lady.
Room temp better for your digestive system.
Cold water burns more calories.
Does it? I don't like
it. Yeah, it's blood. It's
called winter and summer.
What was I going to say, though? Oh, so I asked the question because the lady likes to put all the dishes in the sink. And I'm like, cups should be on the outside because cups are usually like glass. If they're in the sink, you move one thing and crack.
The only issue you have on the counter is sometimes water is there, and if water gets under it, it'll just like a ghost.
Yeah, it can slide off. Now it's like what is that Olympic curling? It's like a curling rod. It just slides down.
Curling rod.
The stone, curling stone, that's what I meant.
Speaking of, he's got the Olympics coming up, baby. I think Olympics start the weekend before we go to Vegas. I'll be making some bets on them Olympic events. I think the opening ceremonies are the 6th.
It starts before the Super Bowl?
I feel like it's that Friday night before the Super Bowl, but maybe it's the next week.
Question, who's broadcasting the Super Bowl? I know Fox did it.
Wait, the Olympics are here?
Chris Collinsworth.
Stofferson?
NBC, yeah.
Chris Christopherson?
So Mike Tirico and Chris Collinsworth, I guess. I don't know.
Yep.
What about Mike Buck? Like
Joe Buck?
Oh, Joe Buck.
Jesus Christ, Scotty, you're having a banger of a day.
Jimenez Christ? Is that what you meant?
Boy's having a banner night. Yes, Winter Olympics. Winter Olympics are...
Where are they right at? Around the corner.
Milan, I believe. Because when me and Aaron were leaving the Venice airport, they were having... It's funny, Scott. They had like a sign up that was like the Olympics in Italy. But yes, I believe the 2026.
Oh, they're in Italy, not Milan.
Yes.
But they're in Milan, Italy, Scott. I don't know if you know how city states work.
Hope that was a Disney movie.
So I was correct. Opening ceremonies on February 6th. February 7th.
Wow, so it's before the Super Bowl.
Fly to Denver.
Oh,
so that's going to be crazy.
Super Bowl.
What's when we get to meet 10th, the Penguins? February 6th.
So what's the name's going to have to go? I guess what's the name did that a couple times. Why do I keep saying what's the name?
Pablo Torre.
Al Michaels. Al Michaels had to go from like calling the Super Bowl right over to the Olympics.
Yeah, they're worried that the hockey venues will not be ready. Like the ice is going to be ready, but the stands and stuff are not going to be completed. So,
oh man, so we're about to stop, collaborate, and listen.
That's how I knew when they were, because the hockey schedule ends NHL that season. Thursday night.
Yeah,
that Thursday ice, I think is the last game, and then it's dark for a couple weeks for the Olympics.
Got it. That makes sense. I was just looking at the injury report for the Panthers, and it was like so-and-so is probably going to be out until after the Olympic break. I was like, oh, yeah.
I heard Trump's sending ice just in case.
I heard that, and I saw signs that Milan was like, no ice welcome.
His wife?
I think that's a real thing. They were going to send ice agents to like help be security or something.
What do you mean we can't
so confusing. People. You got Milan, you got Melania, you got ice, then you got ice, and you also have ice, but you have ice, but then also they're playing on ice, and then there's going
to
be ice.
I'm trying to have an ice cappuccino. I mean,
there's ice in my whiskey
glass. You mean a Carajillo?
You got dispensers.
You got ice dispenser by your sink.
It's out of control.
Out of con.
Ice dispenser? You mean the freezer?
Speaking of things out of control, what a natural segwini.
Segwini. It's a great name for
it's in Italy. Segwini.
Segwini. I didn't brief Greg on the story, but Greg knows something is afoot.
I hope not.
Because last Wednesday, after we ended the show, Greg asked for my address, sent it to the homie. Thursday morning.
Don't give me credit for this. I mean, give me credit for it, but you got to share the credit with, you know, who it actually came
from. Of course.
Oh, we didn't send a welcome. Fuck. Joe, don't tell the story until next week.
So, Thursday, I wake up. I come into the office. I hear a car pull up. I look out, and it's just a car, by the way. It was just a car. Is in the parking lot.
Is it a pizza guy? And did he knock
in the
over
driveway.
The statue in your front yard?
And I'm looking, and I see somebody walk back to their car, and they have an Amazon vest. And I'm like, oh, babe did order something from Amazon the other day. I wonder if it's that. I don't pay it any mind because I know what that is, and I'm not like in a huge rush to go grab it. Then, as I'm working, I get a text from one Gregory Panetta. Oh, Greg, if you're nasty. And he says,
you got a package.
You might have a package waiting for you outside. And I'm like, oh, it was Greg that sent this. And then as I'm walking to the door, I'm like, ah, I know what this is. This is the gag. Gag?
Gag?
This is, sorry.
It's a gag.
I like air entered my nose. I had an air pocket in my nose. This is the Greg Kendra.
I hate when air gets into my nose. I wish there was a way to stop that.
It was like a mucus bubble that was happening. I don't know. It was because it was caused by all the laughing.
Hopefully, air sent you. Hopefully, Greg sent you an air purifier.
Really threw off everything up here. But I'm like, I know what Greg is sending. I know this is the Greg Kendra welcome home package kit, and it was a bidet. And
a bidet. Two. Was it the Neo Blue 3?
The one that I've seen every time somebody's gotten it. Yes, it was that one. And then also the toilet bowl lights.
USB-C?
So I was like, oh, no. Batteries. I had to go buy batteries because of this guy.
Send it back.
So I was like, oh, awesome.
Did he send a gift
receipt? I got a not so busy day at work today. I'll throw this on while I'm doing some exports and whatnot. So I go into the bathroom. I read the instructions. I shut off the water. I unscrew the hose. I put on the T adapter. I put on the additional hose for the bidet. Hook that up. Rehook the hose. Everything is on. I'm like, boom, look at that. Did that. Not even 15 minutes. I slightly turn the water back on. There's a bit of a leak. So I'm like, turn the water off and let's identify the leak. I turn the water off. I touch the hoses. I touch the hoses. And leak is still coming out. And I'm like, ooh. All right. I guess I got to just like open it. You know, the water is going to, whatever water that came up, obviously has to come out because it was just in there now. And, you know, that's that.
So she said.
I get to unscrewing. Water's just consistently coming out. Just a constant stream of water. And I'm like, well, this is not good. I'm like, did I close the water, right? I'm over here. I'm twisting the water. The water is closed. And water's just still shooting out consistently. And I'm like, oh, fuck. So I run into my room, my office. I grab the waste basket out of my office. Bring that. Because luckily it was empty. Bring that. So I start filling that up because I'm like, all right, eventually it's going to end. Because whatever came in, it's going to end because I turned it off and then I'm going to be fine. Bucket gets filled. Water's still coming. I'm dumping the bucket. I got to fill the bucket again.
Just try turning it the other way.
I tried turning it the other way, Scott. All that did was open the water more. So turned it back again. Went to get the mop bucket. That Ariel had bought. Got the mop bucket. I'm filling the mop bucket.
She loves mopping, by the way.
Mop bucket gets full. Water is still coming out. I'm like, I was like, shit, I can't be here all day. I have a life to live.
You should get like a thing. I can't be here for the rest of my life. Into the toilet. That way it's just protecting itself.
I was like, what? I'm panicking. So I dumped a mop bucket full of water. So then I'm like, all right. I kind of get in like a. You ever seen the movie Limitless? Scott, you've never seen a movie in your life outside of Christmas Vacation.
You pop a pill and then it's Adderall.
Okay, Scott's seen Limitless. Look at that. So I get into like Limitless mode and I just start to think. I start to think, what can I do to not fuck up this bathroom? And I'm like, boom, hits me. There's a main water line. I was like, I need to identify the main water line, shut that water off, and then collect myself. So, but I still have to, I'm one person in the house. Ariel's at work. I have to somehow keep this hose going into the bucket because water is still coming out while I'm not there. And the hose is, you know, the hose, they like to move around, especially when water's coming out. They don't stay still.
So I know what you can
I'm
do,
I'm like,
Joe.
All right, let me put my waste basket next to the mop bucket. And then I had, we have like, decorative hand soap container in the bathroom. So I put that on top as like a weight. So now the water is going into the mop bucket. So I've gotten that secure. Run out of the bathroom, run downstairs into the basement. I'm looking for valves to twist. All right. I'm just looking for any valve in the world. And I'm about to twist this motherfucker. I look at the water heater. I'm like, water heater, obviously. Water, boom. Let me go over there. I run, twist that valve. But then I see out of the corner of my eye, there's another valve over there. I run, I hit that valve, I stop hearing water. I'm like, I think I got it. I think I executed the plan. I go back upstairs. It's like coming back to a crime scene. There's water everywhere, towels all over the place. Everything's a mess. And I'm looking. The water stopped, thankfully. And I'm like, all right, let me go on YouTube and see what could have went wrong here. Because I did everything the fucking directions asked me for. And I see one video by one guy. Thankfully, I see this video by this guy. And he's like, if your original water line has a rubber stopper, take the rubber stopper out of the T adapter. That is nowhere in the instructions. All right? That was nowhere in the instructions. I pop that off, reconnect everything, reconnect the bidet. I go downstairs. I turn the main water line back on, praying that while I'm away, it just doesn't explode on me. Everything seems quiet in the house. I walk back upstairs. I go into the bathroom. Nothing happening, which is a good sign. I turn back on the line in the bathroom, slowly, praying. Everything seems to be working fine. No leaks nowhere. Everything seems to be nice and secure. The water tank, I look, it fills back up the way it's supposed to. I'm like, all right, everything is good. I give the bidet a test. It works. I flush a toilet. That works. I'm like, all right, cool. The day has been saved. I didn't destroy the apartment. I'm like, you know what? Let me take a shower. Because I got toilet water all over the place at this point. Uh-oh. I was like, my pants has gotten
wet. Forgot to turn the hot water heater valve back on.
I forgot to turn the water. Greg, good listener. I turned it on.
You don't just turn valves.
I keep my hand under it, and I'm like, why is this freezing cold? My goodness. And I was like, fuck, I turned the hot water. So I go downstairs, turn the hot water heater back on, come upstairs. It's not on. It's on in the kitchen, but not on in either of the bathrooms. Not the faucets, not the tub, not the shower. I'm like, what's going on? So I keep going downstairs, turn it on. I go turn the main valve on and off, turn it on and off. And then eventually, I don't know what alchemy I did, but whatever pattern I figured out, it ended up coming back on.
The water had time to get
Greg
there.
Greg and Kendra, thank you for the gift. You cost me about 5 hours of my day.
I still understand why water would still be running if you close the valve.
Did your valve break?
I was so confused.
Because it doesn't matter if there's a rubber. It was just an O-ring? Like what? Because that...
It was a rubber washer.
So, but once you cut the valve, it should stop. I mean, I can see that causing a leak, possibly, if there's an extra layer.
Yeah, that's the leak issue. It seems like the valve broke.
The continued water was confusing.
Your valve's broken.
It's still confusing.
And it was very confusing because it came off originally when I did it to assemble everything the first time. And then when I tried to turn it back on,
your sink under the toilet valve still is not working right. But because it's wide open going into the toilet, it's fine. But if you disconnect.
But the thing is,
you're going to have an issue.
But the thing is, when I turn, so I had it off again. When I went down to turn the entire water off, and then when I turned the entire water back on and I came up, it was doing what it needed to do to keep it off until I opened it back up. So it was
there might just be something very confusing in the mechanism that when you cut off the water from the main, it allowed something to fall back into place so that now it's in the right spot. Mm. So the valve opens and closes as it should. Because that is weird. I would say, yeah. Don't disconnect that.
It was
a bidet because
it was a day.
Probably cause an issue.
It's funny you tell that story because the lady wouldn't let me install ours without the maintenance guy because she's like, I don't trust that. I don't want to flood the neighbor's thing. She's like, I had a problem at the other place with the valve and then it flooded the neighbor below us. And I was like, I can handle it. What could possibly go wrong when you flood the bathroom? So I had to wait till the maintenance guy came over.
Well, the thing, like, the panic that was setting in for me was one of my brothers, he doesn't know what happened. We don't know
what
happened.
Did you use the white? Did you use the thread tape?
No, I didn't use the thread tape. But he had came back to one of the places he was staying one time. Him and the kids were out, like, all day. He came back and his roof was caved in. There was a leak, like, in the bathroom that no one knew about, and it cave this whole roof. And I just watched Mario Supreme. Spoiler for those who haven't seen Mario Supreme. There's a scene where a tub falls through the bathroom floor. So I was like, oh man, I'm gonna fall through the fucking floor. I'm fucked. My security deposit. I've only been here less than 1 month. But everything ended up working out okay. So
did water? How much water got on the floor, and is it seeping into your
soaked up 3 towels?
What's worth? The floor? Is it ceramic like vinyl tile? Wood. Vinyl.
Like vinyl wood.
So yeah. Make sure you soak all that up. For sure.
Yeah, trust me.
What a housewarming.
I brought the shop vac in.
But what about the toilet lights? I was like, have you used the toilet lights?
Toilet lights are fine. Toilet lights are good. Those are set up.
Which color have you selected?
They take 3 fucking batteries. Which
yeah, 3 trips. But they last forever.
Blue, green, red. What color are you going with?
So I saw somebody say go with like something more red or reddish of hue, because blue light obviously bad for you. It's going to throw off your sleep trying to go back to sleep. So I have red in the guest bathroom. And I have like a pinkish lavender in our bathroom.
It does look great until the batteries die, and you're like, "I need batteries." And then
not using this shit again.
2 years later, you're like,
"Buy a new one."
I would say that's what happened when because Ariel had bought. So after Greg had mentioned it, wow! I just got a Google notification: ICE agents deployment. Italian politicians in public are furious over U.S. sending ICE agents to Olympic security. I guess Trump thought, you know, there's ICE going to be at the Olympics, so I should send ICE. Ariel had bought some.
I thought there'd be a bunch of immigrants.
Had mentioned it way back when, and we used it until the batteries died, and we were like, yeah, we're not using this again. So, man, the World Cup is going to be weird and interesting, huh?
Yes, indeed.
Is that also in France?
No, the World Cup is here.
Mexico, U.S., and Canada.
It's going to be, yeah, Mexico, U.S., Canada.
You can't afford to go to them, Scott, because they're incredibly overpriced.
Not true. I mean, well, I don't know about L.A. L.A. prices might never fall. But the Haiti-Morocco, I've been keeping an eye on that game, because that's a game that's getting played here in Atlanta. The tickets went from, they started somewhere like $800 maybe, and now they're down like $231.
That's because nobody could afford them.
Now they're down to $231 though. So it's like, I know. Oh.
Yeah, but they started off
keep
crazy.
Keep dropping.
That's why. All right.
Yeah, they all started off way too.
We're gonna have a really quick version of this.
Welcome to the movies.
Thank you to Satan for giving me inspiration.
I'll be doing a service for the people. Y'all need to watch more movies. Now I need to shorten up my time. All right. Since I saw you guys last, what was the day?
I can do a TikTok roundup if you want.
I would love that. We watched The Music Man for Who Does a Podcast. Good movie. Really, really good movie. Enjoyed it a lot. Classic 1962 version, that is. Enjoyed that a whole lot. Finally got around to watching 28 Years Later. Watched 28 Years Later on that Friday. Got through it. Came out movie that came out 28
years later.
That's funny. My comment on Letterboxd was Alex Garland is such a fan of Attack on Titan, very reminiscent to the movie Men he had did, which he said that he pulled from a little bit of a Attack on Titan. So then Saturday before the storm was supposed to hit, I snuck in a movie at the theaters. 28 years later, The Bone Temple. And Dong was flying for sure.
Ooh,
this movie was really good.
Dong?
If you're a fan of the 28, or the 28 series, I really suggest you to go check it out. Honestly, this was probably my favorite of the whole series. Jack O'Connell.
Do I need to see days and weeks and months before this one?
You don't need to see weeks. Month doesn't exist, Scotty. So 28 days, 28 years, and then 20 years later. Bone Temple. But yeah, what I was going to say. Ralph Fiennes, fucking amazing. That guy is fun. That guy is fun. Me and Ariel were like, hey, Toy Story 5 is coming out later this year. We watched Toy Story 1. Oh, I didn't put 4 on here. We watched Toy Story 1 sometime last year. We watched Toy Story 2, which is one of my favorites. Then I watched a short documentary that is
two
nominated
toy,
for the Academy Award.
Two human.
One cup.
That is nominated for... See, it's never me that's taking too long. It's you guys interrupting.
Toy Story 2. Scott's usually not even
in the same room when you're doing this.
I know, human. Right? He usually leaves. A short documentary that you can watch now on HBO Max, nominated for an Academy Award, called The Devil is Busy. It is talking about... It focuses on actually, it takes place here in Atlanta. A woman's health clinic here in Atlanta, and the troubles they have to deal with the people protesting outside and berating the patients and stuff like that, and trying to keep people safe, and you know, the new laws and everything. So that was a really good short documentary. I think it was like 32 minutes on HBO Max. Then I watched Little Amelie, or The Character of Rain. It is a feature animated feature that is nominated for an Academy Award. It's a French film, but there's an English dub. I rented this off of Letterboxd, actually. 4.5 out of 5 stars. I really, really like this a lot. Really good movie about life, death, and just, you know,
taxes.
What the heck? I'm back. Having to pay for the past generations. Also watched another live action documentary short called Armed with a Camera, The Life and Death of Brent Renard. This is a 39-minute short documentary on HBO Max. A journalist was killed as he was covering the Ukraine-Russian war. Watch a live action short, Jane Austen's period drama, a 14-minute funny. Greg, I think you get the joke. A funny short film that's nominated for an Academy Award. Then I watched Toy Story 3, and then I watched Toy Story 4. Toy Story 3, very good. Toy Story 3, phenomenal.
Toy Story 3, Lost in New York.
That's a sad
might,
one.
Might be right? The best in the series. Yeah, that's a sad one. Yeah.
Is it the Inferno one?
Toy Story 4, better than I thought, because I finally saw it.
Is that the carnival and the toy
is
shop
the
one?
Forky. Yeah. Yep. That's the one. So, yes, that.
Oh, Toy Story Forky.
Ooh, Toy Story 5 is on the way. Do you want to know the twist? It's in the trailer, so I'm not giving anything away.
Ooh, I know.
It's live action.
No, there's a new item, I will say.
Ooh, a gun.
Is it a computer?
No, Scott. It is a learning robot? Device of sorts.
Is it a Game Boy?
No, it's a learning device. It's like an iPad, lily pad type thing.
A lily pad? Type thingy. A leapfrog?
Yeah. You remember leapfrog?
No.
You don't remember leapfrog?
Leapfrog.
That might be after you guys'
generation. It's like
honestly.
An iPad that doesn't do anything.
Yeah, it just like teaches you things, like teaches kids ABCs and stuff like that.
We had books.
But yeah, that was my week in movies.
Greg
a lot of movies.
Stone
a lot of
chisel.
A lot of shorts. Me and the lady watched a bunch of things. I forgot in the Bone Temple.
I forgot to mention last week because, you know, Kendra knows I don't like musicals, so she's like, but I think you would like this one. And I think Who Does a Podcast just recently watched it and did it, but come to find out you guys did it a long time ago. But The Greatest Showman we watched.
Ah, The Greatest Showman.
She loves Hugh Jackman. So I watched it, you know, it's not bad. It was songs were good. They were all the same.
Sequel, if I remember correctly, to The Illusionist. I thought it was fine. I think Rick thought it was fine. Kyle might have hated it.
He didn't know.
I don't think Kyle
was like, I'm not, I can't, I love it, I hate it, I don't know, I can't. It changes all the time. So the songs of the early 2000s kind of.
Yeah.
Imagine Dragons kind of stuff.
The duo that did the music, Kyle doesn't like that duo really. So, yeah.
Penn and Teller.
But yeah, cool, cool, cool.
But it was funny because we listened to it. Remember, I talked about our saga driving to Gatlinburg and different things.
Oh, yeah. Things.
So the first day when we tried to go to Gatlinburg, we were listening to that driving through. It was just
after
funny.
After you watched it or before?
Because I think Rick liked it, right?
I believe Rick me and Rick liked it. We were more plus on it, and Kyle was like more.
He wasn't middle sure. Of the word on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't have any sweet characters.
There was a good song, but the woman, the Swedish opera singer, like her songs, which were not sung by the actress, but still,
yeah,
those were good songs, and
those songs were amazing. I think one of her songs was my number one.
Yeah, I think so. And then the one that was nominated for the Oscar was pretty good.
Rabbit
that
Run.
Was the one I think we all were like, that's a very sanctimonious song.
I know. I was surprised. Yeah, because it's a pretty good song. But so we watched that. Yeah. I did not hate it. Then we watched the live action.
I think my
action.
Issue was like that song felt too polished in a way.
And then we watched the live action Aladdin with Will Smith, whatever.
Oh, wow.
Because she likes the songs. I was like, well, I know most of the songs because, you know, seen the.
Who did Will Smith play?
I think it is.
He played the genie.
But this is. So that wasn't too bad. It was pretty good.
Oh.
Yeah, I never watched it.
I heard Lion King, not Aladdin, for some reason.
No.
I was like, who is Will Smith?
There's a genie in the light?
Pumbaa, maybe?
And then last night I watched. A little bit of TV. I wanted to watch, you know, some. The ones that I have access to, the. Top, you know, the 10 nominated movies. I had seen like 5 of them, but I had not seen Begonia, and I really didn't want to watch it, but I figured I would. Why not?
I still don't want to watch them.
And it was, I love the ending, although there was some weird stuff. But
you know, they have a lifetime return.
It was just a weird tone, weird story. And
Burlington, is that what you're going for this guy?
No, Patagonia.
Patagonia. I was like, what is he going for?
You know, there's a random Patagonia in Montana, the store.
Really?
That's why we went there when we were in Montana. We drove a couple hours to get there. Just a wild, overpriced clothing in the middle of Montana.
Did you buy anything?
We did not buy anything because it's very
expensive. Why did you drive there?
We like Patagonia stuff, but it's way overpriced because it's a thing. Like the Patagonia guy came to Montana, loved it, decided to open a store there, even though it's just a
white people are crazy.
But yep, true that. So yeah,
you think you would make the price commiserate with the location? Little TV, Wonder Man came out on Disney Plus.
Wonder all 8 episodes.
Actually, really good. I liked it a lot. Enjoyed the performance of Yahya Abdul-Mateen.
Is this a Marvel cinematic universe?
Yeah, it's a Marvel show. And Ben Kingsley, really good in it.
What's it called? Wonder Man.
And I think that's all I have right now. The Pitt is currently out. We're 3 episodes in. Very good. Very fun.
I think you mentioned last week asking if I'd watched the newest like Game of Thrones show thing. That's
on. Duncan Egg. Seven King Knights of the Second Kingdom, but yeah, Duncan Egg.
It's like I have no idea what that show is supposed to be or gonna be, but
it's supposed to be like a comedy, I think, right?
I hope so. I mean, maybe
Game of Thrones comedy. What are we doing?
Yeah, it's like 30-some minutes an episode. It's like
first few minutes of the first episode, they show a guy behind a tree shitting.
Like yeah.
Shit coming out of his ass. And then in the second episode, they show this knight that has like a freaking foot long dick pissing.
Dong. Like, yeah, I'm about to say everybody's like.
He comes out the front of his hut. And
is this like Monty Python's fucking
version? I'm like,
version?
What? It's a dumb knight guy. I don't know. It's I just don't.
Not digging it?
I just don't get it. I don't know why.
I was a lot of people like it because it's kind of a change of pace.
Well, it is, but
show.
It's
not.
Get to the knighting. Like he talks about all these knights, but all he is just walking around being dumb.
Well, he's trying to get there. He's on a journey, if I'm not mistaken.
Every journey starts with a shit in the woods.
Yeah, exactly. You're not Journey if you're not sure.
I didn't even hear. I never heard of it till you mentioned it last week, and then I watched the second episode tonight. And I was like, this is okay. Let's see. Just because it's there.
Yo, the dude walking around Bone Temple, man. Dong out. Just redongulous. It was crazy.
Yo. I did.
Circumcised?
There was a dong on the pit.
Circumcised or?
There's a spoiler if you haven't watched the pit. Somebody came into the hospital, took too many Viagras, had a too long erection. They had to stick a needle in and drain the blood, and that's how they fixed that.
What?
Priapism.
Yeah. Tough.
So you can use leeches then?
That's no.
No?
Don't do that, Scott.
Just put a leech on the penis.
All right. Well, let's do this.
Get it off in time on 4th and 10 to the sideline.
So Joe had it right. I knew. I mean, I knew what was going to happen, but I went with my heart.
Didn't want to believe.
Picked the Rams. But I knew that Seattle was going to win. And I picked the Patriots, although, could have gone either way. It was an interesting game because of the weather. Annoying game as a fan to watch. A lot of if only and some of these
Greg,
things.
Greg, how'd you feel about 4th and 4 going for it? Was it 4th and 4 or was it shorter?
Was it 4th and 1?
4th and 1.
I'd say kicked the field goal. Because you go by 2 scores.
Scott, you're the second person to say 4th and 4. Brennan said 4th and 4, and I was like, no, it was 4th and 1.
4th and 1. And they ran a bad play. I think that's what
Sean said. They ran a terrible
play. That's what Peyton said. He said he doesn't regret going for it. He regrets the play call.
That's what me and Peyton on the same page. I said, great. I love the decision. Horrific play. Running a bootleg with 1 yard. The guy's that big. Just push him in. Just push him through. What are you doing? Got overcomplicated.
Yep.
Yeah, dude.
But it was early, so it's like, I mean, that's not what cost him the game. But who knew that no other points were going to be scored, you know? Who knew that 10 points?
I can't say it's not what cost him the game, but.
Yeah, there was a whole. There was three quarters left. So.
Yeah, basically, mainly, because I think that was early in the second. But the thing was, he was coaching as if, like, we're not going to get a lot of points. So.
Yeah, his reasoning for going for it, and also he trusts his defense, so if they don't get it, it's fine.
Yeah,
which is fine, except those 3 points were important.
End of the bargain.
Yep.
And just the unfortunate thing is the times he decided to go for field goals, it was like snowing sideways by then.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, dang, they got in position.
The Patriots missed 2 field goals, too, so it's like,
yeah,
that was a push. So.
But if they get that second touchdown, that just changes the complete way the Patriots have to call their game. They have to take more chances, put themselves in more risk. Great decision. Again, I agree
with Drake May won it with his legs. Like he pulled him out of trouble with his legs. So, it's fine.
Another Patriots Super Bowl, what everybody wanted.
It's a question of where you'd rather lose in the championship game or in the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
East Coast, West Coast.
I was about to say honestly, Greg, you're not gonna, and Kelly, you're not gonna like this now, but you rather lose in the way the current situation played out. You rather lose in the AFC Championship game because the last thing you want to do for 2 weeks of your life is hear everybody talk about they're not gonna win with Jarrett Stidham. That would have been just there would have been no analysis of the game. It would have just been just throw them away. They're not going to it would have been 2 weeks of that. And by the time you got to the game, you would have been pissed.
Yep. But I had to sit through Monday. I almost abandoned Le Batard for himself. Just like, even he's like, I don't even want to watch that game. It's like, what? It's an NFC, so AFC dumb. Championship game. It's football.
What are you talking about?
His take on shit is like, we don't like the Rams Seahawks. We don't know who the best team is. It doesn't matter. Who won the fucking game?
Who won the game, man?
Has he not watched football ever? It doesn't matter who's the better team.
It's
usually the better team wins, but sometimes the even league match teams, Dan. It doesn't matter. You don't know who's
the sometimes it's the better team that day, listen, you know?
For the other people. It's very... The show... I still love the show. I'm happy Mike has taken a bigger step. Zaz is, you know, dumb sports fan, kind of that Stu Gotzian role. But no Stu, we got a question no for Billy. You guys. Those are the voices that usually keep Dan in check the most. Because they do it in a more fun way, whereas for some reason, Dan just, when Mike confronts him, they just become attack dogs at each other.
Yeah, I miss Billy for sure. I think Zaz has been great. Stu.
Gotta listen to Ringer Tailgate, baby. Throw the raise the roof, baby. Throwing up the J. Boom, boom, Ringer Tailgate. Billy's over there on Ringer Tailgate.
Who's on that?
Being Van Lathan, Joel Anderson, and
their video? Tate.
Yeah, it's video. It's on YouTube. I would say they just do college football. I was about to say they they did a bit. They did a bit. They're doing their final show of the regular season. They're giving out awards. And Joel lives in D.C. He had to fly to L.A., because they did, I think they did three episodes all right after the championship game. They did one right after the game, and then they recorded two in one day to follow it. And for this last one, it was their award show, and apparently they did a bit where they told everyone, like in their group chat, they said, all right, everybody put on a suit. We're going to wear suits. And then on the side, Billy texted Van and Tate and was like, yeah, don't bring a suit. So then only Joel has a suit on, and he's just frustrated the entire episode. It's fucking hilarious. Great bit. Billy being Billy, and it's great.
I'll have to check it out then.
All right, well, real quick. The line currently is Seattle -4.5, which surprised me that it's so low. And it opened low, which I thought it would open.
Yeah. I think it opened at 4.5, went down to 3.5, went back up to 4.5.
Over under 45 and a half.
Maybe it got to 5.5.
Yeah. I think that over under is, oh man. That's one I would usually I'd take the over, but I am not sure. San Francisco could have weird weather too. If you know, it's in the evenings in the winter.
I think it's gonna be like a balmy nighty cold night, but not like super cold.
So right, but
like,
it could be windy. Like it could be 60s, misty, foggy, because I know it gets foggy in San Francisco. This isn't in San Francisco, but it's near San Francisco.
Santa Clara, yeah. Same diff.
It could be on good.
I think this is going to be a bloodbath. I think this is going to be a bloodbath. Yeah.
I don't see a scenario. I mean, I know there crazier things have happened, but
I was about to say, in order for the Patriots to win, Sam Darnold would literally have to revert back to 100% rookie year Sam Darnold. Yeah. Like, he would have to play the worst game of his life.
And considering he played the best game of his life last week, and when he had to, like, he literally, if he had not played that well, they would not have won. He's living up
to that. Was another thing. Dan kept pissing me off. Seahawks didn't have the best defense. Well, they're playing the number one offense that they've seen. This is their third time seeing each other, so both coaches get paid. Also, if not for that bullshit ass taunting call, it's an 11-point game.
Well, I figured that was the balance from the muffed punt. Because that was a gimme for them, and there was a gimme for them. So those canceled each other out for me.
But one was, like, of natural football causes, and the other was decision-making and, like, a personal judgment.
You're right.
So that's the difference there. It's like,
but as far as the score-wise, I figure if you're doing the team versus team, who's I think those two cancel each other out, so the rest was legitimately Rams versus Seattle head-to-head. With that weird stuff happening.
Again, I say, one, you know, my motto, three phases to the game. That guy muffed the punt earlier.
I know.
Just happened to fall on it. So that was an incident waiting to happen. The taunting call, that was just bullshit. Like, we're playing a sport where we're literally trying to rip each other's heads off, and you're mad that I'm talking shit? Like, bro, what are we doing? Like,
what did he say? What was? Do we know what the
talk
was?
That's the thing. We don't know what he said.
We don't know what
he
said.
Maybe he said something that crossed the line.
Even if he said something crazy, like, some of the funniest stories is hearing about, oh, when I was lined up against this guy, I said... I knew his wife's name, government name, and I said, like, people said outrageous shit all our lives. Now it's like, and it's like, nobody's hearing it on the broadcast. Like, what, who are you saving? Who are you saving? Who are you protecting?
Our children, like, Joe.
The
our
other
children.
Grown men over there?
Our children.
Like, what are we doing?
Maybe it was racist. So, maybe it was.
It ended up not costing them the game, but it
ended up not
well
costing them the game. But
they tried.
That was crazy. I tried. So I don't see that we have any disappointments. I already talked about my Bronco disappointment, but hey, I'm not that disappointed because
the bidet was kind of a disappointment-ish, but yeah.
They overachieved. Broncos overachieved.
I guess I'll talk about my disappointment.
Oh, Scott is a disappointment.
We don't need to make the intro. It might be a sad one. We lost lost the Kidders on Saturday.
Oh, wow.
She went home to God.
To be with God. Yeah.
The litter in the sky.
The litter in the sky. That's it. All right. Next topic.
18 years. 18 years.
18 years.
That
what was the cat's name?
Lot
of Zoe.
Zoe. R.I.P. Zoe.
Rest in peace,
Rest in peace,
Zoe.
Lady.
Hope you got Rest some
cat Hope you're chasing some mice up in cat heaven.
Sleeping on faces. Sorry. Thank you.
All right. Well, we've had some disappointments with our listeners.
Low lives, low lives.
I got something to say.
At the Jid Carry. Disappointed in
Florida.
Florida.
DTR on the Discord.
Bad
people, you know about the
eyebrow canoe on the Discord. Disappointment. Annabella's joy in pouring me a Fanta and vanilla Coke after I was choking and needing liquid whilst eating a giant Costco chocolate chip cookie at the food court the other day. My God, choking is more enjoyable than vanilla Coke.
Wow.
Well, what bugs me is Costco and here is Pepsi products.
That is true. That is true.
No, they just moved to Coke.
Did they?
They just moved to Coke. Like,
oh, good.
2 months ago.
Oh,
they're fishing Coke products. Also, and
thank God.
Coke vanilla is delicious. Coke vanilla.
I would say vanilla Coke is amazing. By the way, what are we doing here? Slander, that's the only Coke I like.
They brought it back as a holiday, like cream vanilla, and it's fantastic. 10 out of 10.
I don't like cream soda.
Matt and Cade. Only Coke soda.
It was like vanilla Coke, but a little bit more cream.
But how are you? But if can you drink soda and eat a chocolate chip cookie at the same time?
That's the more
Those
thing.
Two, well, he wasn't planning on it, I don't think. But Fanta and vanilla Coke. But Fanta and vanilla Coke together? I mean, that's what, orange? Tough. I mean, I'm assuming it's orange.
She's trying to take you out.
Could be red. I don't know.
Did you guys ever do the suicide?
Literally trying to take her
out. At the drinking, the soda
Everything.
Fountain?
No.
Yeah.
And it always just tasted like Sprite. Yeah. Sprite would always take over the flavor of everything.
Sprite would always, 100%. Thank goodness. Cause
I would mix, but never like that. Never like that.
That is very disappointing.
Encouragements.
Stories that make us feel happy.
Well, if you guys remember last week, we were anticipating a possible ice storm coming into our area. And the ice storm definitely came through. Did a lot of damage in a lot of places. Fortunately, we had ice on Saturday. We had everything was covered in ice. Then it rained. Or was it Sunday? Sunday. I guess it was Sunday. Yeah, it was Sunday because I was worried that we're going to lose power and I wouldn't be able to watch the Broncos. So we had ice. We had everything was probably an eighth of an inch of ice. And then
the Broncos
it poured
lost power
then
the second
it,
half, too.
Amen. Then it poured rain for like 5 or 6 hours and melted most of that ice. And then the temperature dropped, so it was icy. But we never lost power. The cabin, actually, we thought they would have an issue. We would have an issue with the cabin, but it was actually like 15 degrees warmer at the cabin all day. And it did it snow a little bit the night after, but we got off scot-free. No pun intended, Scott.
Scott?
I don't think that's a pun, but... So the cabin in our house, we didn't lose the power. We didn't have damage. We didn't lose any trees. There were, you know, pretty close to us and surrounding states as well had really bad stuff happen. Nashville had really bad
Minnesota.
Ice. Mississippi. Uh-huh. Mississippi has a bunch of bad stuff. Somehow Alabama escaped all of it.
There was shocking.
There's a little
a red state.
Wedge. There was a wedge that went through Alabama and went up actually by our cabin as well. So we had the warm wedge. It's very cold. It's still very cold.
I love a warm wedge.
Looks like we might get some snow this weekend, Saturday. We've got another frigid weekend coming up.
Yeah, it's about to be cold.
But encouraged that we didn't have any power outages and we didn't lose any of our food in our multiple fridges and freezers.
That's what you're worried about? The food?
Yep.
Yeah, it's a lot of
losing
money.
Losing that
I'm
expensive
gonna
meat,
on that,
Costco
actually.
Meat.
You're worried it's going to be too cold and you'd lose the stuff in your freezer? Why don't you just put
it
outside, you morons?
Well, because what if we weren't there?
Because it's not food safe to be outside, you moron, you L.A.
Foods? It's not food safe to be outside?
No, there's no water dispenser out there, Scott.
You mean the hose?
Yeah, I knew he was going to say that. We did not lose power, which was great. I was monitoring. You guys get like this. I whenever like bad weather is coming, hard for me to go to bed. I gotta face it in the eyes. You know, I gotta take it head on. You know, I gotta protect.
Just picture Ariel telling you to go to bed. You're just standing at the window with the flashlight in your hand.
It's like when you're expecting it. I don't stay up looking for it. And I'm kind of disappointed when it's not there or it's not as bad as they said, even if I don't want it to be bad.
But I'm waiting for it to come.
Yeah. I expected to wake up to complete silence, like, because I figured the power would be out. But
might have been 2 years ago now when, like, a hurricane was supposed to, like, make its way up to Atlanta. I stayed up the whole time. I was waiting
Helene.
For it.
That's the one.
What were you going to do?
Yeah.
It like Punch skipped it. Over
secure the perimeter.
It like skipped over North Georgia and went straight into Tennessee and North Carolina. Yeah. That's when it fucked up Asheville, yeah.
God's will.
But
we were into Germany, so we were worried about that as
Scott,
well.
Scott, it's more so I need to be up in case the power or anything goes out so then I can start getting things in order instead of waking up like and like I missed 6 hours of things have already been messed
putting
up.
The stuff in the freezer outside.
Exactly. but so I was staying up. I was up, and then by the time I went to sleep, I think I looked at the weather report, and I think it was originally supposed to start icing around midnight. That got delayed until like 3 a.m.
Yeah,
it was supposed to go for a while, but then it ended up. Now forecast to end at like 7, so I was like, I think we're gonna be in the clear. So once I figured that, I finally went to sleep, woke up, everything was fine. But before that, Saturday night, me and Ariel, just as a precaution, we were like, all right, let's see what this fireplace is looking like, huh? Let's see what this fireplace is looking like. So we lit one of the logs and roasted some s'mores. It was good. It was fine. It was good. Nice. I was about to say the thing we got actually produces less soot, so less soot to get stuck in the chimney. Also, Rick gave me a tip from a veteran
don't steal that dude's money.
And he was like, "You burn logs that are like for cooking usually." So, like, wood trunks and stuff like that, because that produces less soot that'll go into the chimney as well. So, I burned, like, a couple of chunks of some cooking wood and one of the little wax things we got, the Envirolog, and roasted some marshmallows, had a nice little night. Got a little cozy on the couch to watch some Toy Story. It was a good little night. Good little Saturday night.
A little cozy, a little crazy, a little wild.
Yeah, so it started like after sunset on Saturday, but then nothing really happened till Sunday morning. But cool. All right. Well,
Sunday morning.
Let's head on to our low life.
Do I still do this?
Yep.
Can I get high? Every day I get high. Every night I get high.
We got.
I feel like the Marcus one should be last, by the way.
All right. We'll just read it last.
Two is three. On the Discord, encouraged with Seahawks in the Super Bowls. I've been saying since week one of the playoffs, there's a prophecy. Beat the Niners, beat the Rams, beat the Patriots for Super Bowl redemption. Long live the prophecy.
What redemption?
It's not bad. Super Bowl redemption. They lost to the Patriots on the 1 yard line.
Yeah, but then they.
Russell Wilson to Malcolm Butler.
Then they beat the Broncos.
No, Broncos Super Bowl was before that one.
Oh, that's when they didn't give it to Skittles guy?
Yeah. Marshawn Lynch, Scott?
Yeah. Highbrow. Skittles, yeah. Yeah, Skittles. Highbrow
Skittles commercial.
Highbrow Canute on Discord. Encouragement survived building a flat pack bed and two tall boy dressers, chest of drawers.
Know what a dresser is, buddy. Know what a dresser is. Congratulations. Yep. Survived. I mean, I feel like you're a man and you shouldn't have to survive that. You should be enthusiastic, actually, about building things. I love building things. I'm a big builder of things. Oh, man, I forgot. I had another encouragement low-key. So my air compressor was like shite.
Sorry, Marcus.
The one I bought from Walmart was kind of shite.
Yeah.
So it was leaking. The hose was leaking. So I took it back to Walmart.
Is everything in that house leaking?
They gave me some cash. And you know what I did? I bought a brisket. And that's the brisket I showed you guys earlier. Smoked me a brisket.
I'm not. I ate that money.
Smoked me a brisket. Nice little.
Perfectly cooked?
Delicious. Perfect. Not perfectly cooked. I won't lie. You know, I'm still learning here. I think
too much
when I
smoke?
Was trimming it.
None of smoke?
No, the smoke wasn't the issue. When I was trimming it, there was like a wedge of fat, and I was supposed to shave that down instead of cutting it out because that's going to end up keeping the inside juicy once it melts. And I cut it out, and the inside was
cut it out
dry.
Completely?
Yeah, I cut it out completely. Yeah, I messed that up. So it left the inside a little dry. But other than that, smoke on it's good. The taste on it's good. I reheated it today in like some beef broth and butter, and that kind of brought some of that tenderness back to it. But yeah. You live and you learn, you know. First time smoking a brisket, so now I know better, you know. Keep that pocket of fat right there, because that's going to seep into the flat and the point and keep
it's
those
in
nice
my
and juicy.
Book.
So, yeah. Last encouragement. Now that's a low life highlight. Encouragement. Marcus on the Discord. Encouragement. The outpouring of love from around the world. It truly matters and it affects us deeply. The love of a neighbor, a friend, a stranger keeps us warm in the frigid night. I'm so proud to be a Minnesotan.
I'm so proud to be a Minnesotan.
Since the last time we talked to you all, and you know, I gave a very passionate speech.
Wasn't passionate enough, Joe.
Apparently not. Apparently the people at DHS and ICE and Border Patrol weren't listening at all. Because another man was murdered, was on the streets of Minnesota. Alex Pretty, now to go along with Renee Good. I think someone else was shot afterwards. I want to say in Arizona, if I'm not mistaken. Haven't seen a lot of reporting on that one. Don't even know the name. Just heard it in passing. Man. And they did the same thing, same MO. They came out and immediately tried to lie to us, to our faces, after we saw what we just saw. So much so that the NRA had to, like, they put out a bullshit statement. Then they had to retract and be like, wait a second. You guys are going a little too far here. You're talking shit on the Second Amendment, effectively. You're saying someone with a gun. I thought we were supposed to have good guys with guns. So now a good guy with a gun is only if the guy is a Republican or like what
only if he's a kid who goes to another state and doesn't own the gun.
And kills two people.
Yeah,
man, we live in wild times. And I would say this one, I don't want to say it hurt more or hit me more, but it just, the fact that he was an ICU nurse at the VA, Rick is a nurse at the VA. So it's like, man, they're just killing whomever and slandering these people when these people are some of the best people. Like, there's no, this is not to, you know, compare it to like when black people got killed, but you know, black people were getting killed, still getting killed. No matter what you do, they're going to try to paint you as, you know, a thug, a domestic terrorist, whatever fits their narrative to try to justify the killing is what they're going to do. And this isn't the first time the state has killed people. This won't be the last time, but I hope this opens people's eyes to realize, like, this is not okay, and this needs to stop. Like, we can't live like this. This can't, I can't remember if I said it on the show or off the show. Every day, every week, there's a new Kent State. Kent State happened in the 70s during the Vietnam War, and everyone collectively was like, all right, we've gone too far. And now in this day and age, some people effectively, I guess, believe we haven't gone far enough.
When you lose the NRA, you know you've gone too far.
Brother. But yeah, man, it's tough to watch. It's tough, you know, to just try to live life and not just, you know, have the ills weigh on you day after day after day. So, you know, we're all here for each other. Marcus, we're all here. Minnesota, man, the people, I applaud the people of Minnesota, because for them to continue protesting in the manner in which they have, in the outrageous, like, just weather conditions alone. But after, not because one of the things those killings I feared was going to do and intended to do was, you know, kill people into not wanting to protest. You know, it's basically a scare tactic. Like, if this happens, less and less people will come out because, you know, the fear of getting killed. And only more people went out. And that shows you what I've always believed is, there's more people than bad. And I think more people want a just and civil society. And you just got to get up and make your voice heard. And the people of Minnesota have been doing it loudly and proudly. And, you know, salute to them.
Huge shout out, Vice President Tim Walz.
Jacob Fry. Shout out to him, too. All right. What did we learn? I learned Scott calls a faucet a water dispenser.
I learned Joe's not a plumber.
No, but I can be now. Any issues I got in the house, I'm willing to take care of.
Joe, what you should have done was create a siphon from the bucket into the toilet, and then the water would just flow into the toilet from the bucket.
I don't know how you wanted me to do. You know how gravity works, right?
That's what a siphon's for.
How would I siphon it?
Just have to suck it.
I was
about to say, you want me to manually? No.
You take the hose. Never stopping. You take the hose. Yeah, and it goes in the toilet. And then it goes out of the toilet, and then you're saved. It doesn't flood.
I think my solution was better.
I learned that Joe never wants any of us to stay at his house.
A couple of days. Just a couple of days.
Is the bidet?
I told Sky he could stay here for like
the guest
minutes.
Bathroom.
It's not the guest bathroom, no.
Hmm.
For you.
Did you review the bidet, Joe? You didn't give us a review.
I said it worked. It was great. Loving it.
You wiping less?
No, it's funny though. I don't use our bathroom as much as I use the guest bathroom. Because I'm in my office more time than not. And I just walk out and go to
you
the guest bathroom.
You should have put it in there?
Going into the room. And go. But, you know, I wanted the lady to, because the lady uses that bathroom more often. But I use it a good bit, but I use it less than I use the guest bathroom.
I use the guest bathroom. For that reason. I need that bidet.
Oh.
Sometimes I'll just sit on there and turn it on. Just scroll through TikTok.
Just having a good time. Just having a good little Tuesday.
For hours.
It's nice. When it's hot out, you get a little cold. Running
get
up
a little
the,
swampy.
The cold up in you. Cold up
in the crack.
In
running down the back of your balls.
Yeah. I think my only issue with it is every time I use it, I think of Greg. Because he gave it to me.
Every time water touches your ass, you just see Greg.
Emily gifted our first one to us. But I don't think
was that the chain of reaction.
Okay. So Greg thinks of Emily. That's weird.
You were there.
If she got it for you guys, or you got it for her.
You were there in Colorado.
Yeah, it was when we were in Denver.
She had it delivered to the house we were staying in.
Yeah, that was funny.
All right. Well, thank you everyone for listening to another episode of A New Low. We are New Low Pod on all social media.
Bless you.
Please review our.
Rumble, New Low Pod.
Listen to the other shows on the New Low Podcast Network. You have Who Does a Podcast and Cheers in the Press Box. You probably only get Cheers in the Press Box for a few more weeks because football's going away. They might go on hiatus like they do sometimes.
No, we go to the end of the NBA season.
Oh, NBAs. All right.
Yeah. Plus, we got Winter Olympics now. Give me a reason to check up on the Winter Olympics.
If I left anything out, you can find everything you need to know at anulo.co. Thanks again for listening, everybody. Have a wonderful tomorrow.
This is the time to say goodbye to all our low-life friends. We tricked you into listening, but now it has to end. See ya!
No, I'm just saying, as a graduate of Roosevelt High School, and as the former governor of Minnesota, I'm so proud of Roosevelt High School and how they stood up for what is supposed to be America and freedom. And freedom is not arresting people without warrants. We have a system here. It's called a constitution. And we have a party, the Republicans, who don't seem to want to abide by the constitution.
Back and forth.